In May last year, Melbourne hotel staff and security guards working at hotel quarantine were infected with COVID-19, which led to Victoria's second outbreak. We've seen the same thing happen in Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide, and now we're seeing another infection in Western Australia coming from hotel quarantine. So why does COVID keep escaping quarantine, and how do we stop it? Here to discuss it with us is Professor Toole from the Department of International Health at the Burnet Institute. Professor Toole, welcome to Drive.
Thank you, Tina.
Look, to start off with, why are we constantly seeing breaches in our hotel quarantine? I know it's a very simple question, but it seems to be the number one cause when there is a, you know, another outbreak within a state. It seems to be coming from a breach in hotel quarantine.
Yeah, I know it's a cliche, but I keep waking up on Groundhog Day. This just keeps happening. Now all the five state capitals on the mainland have had this issue. I think the first thing is pretty obvious, that not all the states are learning from the experiences of the others. So I guess the main lesson should have been learned when we had the breaches in Melbourne hotels. And that led to, of course, a massive second wave, 111 days of lockdown. Now, I would have thought then there was a judicial inquiry, and that found that one of the key problems was that hiring private security guards in hotel quarantine hotels was just not appropriate. First, they had inconsistent training and supervision. They were sometimes employed by subcontractors, and that you needed a dedicated staff that were only working one job, and ideally that they'd be employed by a single agency. Now, when Victoria re-established its program, in fact, it does have just one government agency called COVID-19 Quarantine Victoria, which employs all the staff. They're not allowed to have a second job. They've been tested daily, or at least on each of their shifts, since the beginning of the program in November. Guests are not allowed to leave their room for any reason. And there's been special attention paid to ventilation in the hotels. Now, that hasn't been the case in the other states. So New South Wales and West Australia, for example, still employ private security guards. And until recently in Sydney, they did not have to wear masks. And it was the same in West Australia. In fact, they did not have to wear masks.
That seems quite remarkable that the security guards didn't have to wear masks in the hotel quarantine.
I know. This particular security guard, and let's not blame him. It's the system that failed everyone.
Well, you've spoken about instituting a national quarantine standard. Yep. What would that look like?
Well, I think there needs to be a very high-level consultation with advice by the best experts we have on each of the processes that's necessary in what is the linchpin of our current response to COVID. And they need to come up with compulsory guidelines. The federal government has the powers under the Constitution to insist on these standards. Now, it's best to develop them by consensus. And I think, we've got a very detailed report by Judge Jennifer Cote, who led the inquiry in Victoria. Then we've got another detailed report by the former head of the Department of Health at the federal level, Jane Holton. So they have a lot of very sensible proposals and recommendations. Plus, there is the brand new system set up in Victoria, which has been so far successful. And I mentioned some of the features of those. And I put at the top ventilation. Why? Because there's increasing evidence that the virus, in addition to sort of large droplets that that infect someone who's in close contact with someone else, it can spread through these very fine particles. And that was clearly the case in Adelaide, where a security guard was infected, probably the case in Brisbane, where a cleaner was infected, and almost certainly the case in Auckland, where several guests arrived and were COVID negative for up to 11 days, and they were infected by other guests within the hotel. So that really has to be addressed front and center with a combination of engineers and airflow specialists.
Well, there was also, I'm sorry to interrupt, it had been brought up before that hotels are actually quite unsuitable environments to quarantine people. It should be, because of ventilation issues and so forth, it's actually, it's not that productive in stopping the spread of the virus. Would you agree?
Yeah, in an ideal world or an ideal Australia, we probably should construct similar facilities to the Howard Springs facility near Darwin. And they are sort of small blocks, well, they're not even blocks, they're kind of cabins. You can open the windows, there's no air conditioning, ducts in corridors, in lobbies. But, you know, if you stand back and look at the practicality of that, it's particularly in Sydney, you know, Sydney's kind of surrounded by mountains and the sea. And I don't know the outskirts that well, but I'm not sure where you could construct such a facility for such a large number of arrivals. So unless, you know, the government, it would have to be the federal government to fund such facilities, can come up with that. In the meantime, we just have to do the best we can in these hotels.
Your recent piece for The Conversation, you talked about aerosols being a big culprit of quarantine breaches, which I hadn't actually previously realised. How can you expand on this, and how can we protect against aerosols spreading COVID?
Sure. So I said, for a long time, people believed that the virus was mainly spread through these large droplets when someone coughed or sneezed or even shouted. And they didn't go beyond 1.5 metres. So that's, you know, the standard distance that we've been advised to keep away from each other. But there's been more and more evidence that the virus can also spread in tiny little particles called aerosols. And they can spread up to 10 metres. Now, if I've got time, I'll just summarise a couple of the early studies. They've all come from Asia. So the first one was from China. And they looked at two busloads of pilgrims, went to a religious gathering. In one of the two buses, someone was infected. By the time they got back, I can't remember the city, 35 of the 68 of them had been infected. So they thought, well, maybe they got infected at the, you know, the religious gathering. So they went and surveyed them. They only found about one or two cases. So it became very clear that these people had been infected no matter where they sat in the bus. And then came many, many studies from restaurants where they looked at where the infected person sat in respect to the air conditioning duct and who got infected. So, right, you know, the airflow spread the virus to people sitting, you know, 10 metres away, while the people at the next table didn't get infected. So it is now quite clear, and we need to act. We need to adjust ventilation. And Melbourne did that in the two hotels where they put infected people. So you don't have an air conditioning duct at the end of a corridor, you know, spraying air down the corridor.
Professor Toole, we've got about a minute left.
Yep, sure.
Just lastly, it is quite clear that you think the federal government needs to institute a national quarantine standard. How likely do you think the federal government is to actually unify COVID responses across the country?
I can't really speculate. I think it's really urgent, and I think there's a growing chorus now to insist on that. So there is a mechanism, there's National Cabinet, and that's attended by the chief health officers and the chief medical officer. So I think it really has to go up to the top of the agenda, and that will need considerable advocacy. And I'd say most of my epidemiology colleagues would strongly support that view.
Well, very interesting times ahead, I think, for how we manage the next 12 months, even with vaccine rollout being implemented. I think hotel quarantine is still going to be front and centre. Professor Michael Toole, thank you so much for joining us on Drive.
Thanks, Tina. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Professor Michael Toole from the Department of International Health at the Burnet Institute talking to us about why COVID keeps escaping hotel quarantine.